Hi, David and Joan. Thank you so much for joining us here on IPR from your home in Interlaken.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Amanda.
And you look great, and I want to meet the baby.
Yeah, he's okay. So, how long have you folks been here in Northern Michigan? You've been a part of Interlaken for a long time.
From 1974,
I've been
I
here
started,
since
and
1978.
you met here in Interlaken. And David, you retired in 2013.
13.
And Joan, you're still teaching. Joan, what's it like teaching harp online these days?
Well, it's pretty interesting. I mean, it's better than before. I think that a lot of the online sites have really worked to make it easier. I haven't yet started the private lessons and studio classes at Interlaken because we've been on break, but I've done some at the University of Michigan. And Zoom is really helpful, actually. But you can't do certain things. I mean, I can't reach out and just gently touch somebody's arm, or not gently. That's tricky. You have to verbalize all of it. It makes me have much more clear instructions where I used to grunt or moan. That doesn't work too well anymore.
Are there advantages to teaching online?
Social distancing, it's built in.
Well, the fact that it can happen is good. Better than nothing. I think in some ways it might be a little more business-like, less emotion. So maybe in that regard, more quantity takes place, if you know what I mean. It's not as personal, so we kind of move it along and cover notes. I've told them that this is the time to learn more notes. And then we'll use it when we can get back to our regular school year. They'll have a pool of repertoire that they can choose from when we decide their recitals and so on.
Well, David Holland and Joan Holland. David, you're a violist. Joan, you're a harpist. And I don't have to tell you, there's not a lot of repertoire out there for those two instruments. So, have you folks done a lot of arrangements over the years so you can play together?
Well, there's not a great body of literature like you're suggesting, but there are some really good pieces. There are some beautiful pieces, and we have done arrangements also. So there's always music to be found and played.
There's a great piece by Arnold Bax. It's really, in fact, that's how we first got together. It was because we started this sonata by Arnold Bax. It's very lengthy and really involved and very beautiful. But then we've also done arrangements for violin and piano, voice and piano.
Do you find that you're playing together more during this time of social distancing than you might otherwise be?
Well, we are today.
Yeah, today.
And we're looking at some Schubert Lieder also, which I think would work really well for our instruments.
Well, let us know when you have those arranged, because I know a radio station that would love to hear them. So you folks are going to play for us your own arrangement today of a gypsy air. You want to tell us a little bit about this piece?
It's a traditional gypsy melody, and it's originally for violin and piano, and we've adapted it, and it's got some poignancy to it, and so that's why we thought that would be good to play now. You know, in this profound time of uncertainty and danger, really, it is uncertainty and danger. We need to stay connected. We need to stay strong and stay connected. And so this is a really nice opportunity to address that.
Great. Well, let's hear David Holland and Joan Holland. They're joining us from their home in Interlaken and playing their own arrangement of a traditional gypsy air.
Thank you.
We heard via Zoom David Holland and Joan Holland playing from their home in Interlaken. Joan is a harpist, David is a violist. It's their own arrangement of a traditional gypsy air. And folks, if you want to see the video of this performance, head over to our website, classicalipr.org. Joan, I have to say, there are two harps in your studio here. How do you decide which one you're going to play when?
Well, the one against the wall is very old. My father bought it when I was 15. And then when David was conducting with Traverse Symphony, we started looking into a newer harp, and that's what I played today. So I mostly play that one. The other one's pretty old. It has a very warm sound, but I would like to say that each of these full-size harps has 2 tons of pressure on it, which is the size of an elephant. And so as time goes on, the sounding board starts to pull up, which gives it warmth, but it also then finally makes it kind of askew. So my old one over there has a nice belly. It's entered maturation.
That's what we all aspire to, isn't it?
Cast the aspiration myself.
Now, David, do you only have one viola?
I've had 2 violas, a modern one that was designed and made after my functional viola, which is an Altus, really. It was made in Wagner's time when he was inventing all these larger instruments. And it was designed by the principal viola in Wagner's orchestra, and it was built in the 1880s. It's large. It's 18 and a half inches, which is extremely large viola.
Well, you're a tall fellow for folks who don't know you, so maybe a larger viola is a good idea.
But it fits me well, and I like it.
Well, David Holland and Joan Holland, thank you so much for joining us via Zoom today in these very interesting times that we're living in, and we'd love to hear you play some of those Schubert Lieder once you get those arranged.
Thank you, Amanda. Great to see you. It is amazing how you think you don't really need to do videoing or whatever, that you're just going to suffer along till this whole thing's over, but seeing your face today kind of uplifts us.
Well, it's great to see you too as well.